Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we are going to continue on the broadcast our exploration and exposition of the model prayer that's found in Matthew chapter 6, 9 to 13, the prayer that the Lord gave his disciples as a model of all prayer. And certainly this wonderful prayer should be indeed more to us just something other than to be repeated by rote. We should think of this prayer and its contents, and we're trying to develop that on this series of studies in that wonderful, wonderful prayer. I'm going to repeat it because it's our theme portion of Scripture. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, we can just break this up into small portions and see what it will do for us if we understand the prayer and the fact that it is a model, and that we should indeed model our prayers, our private prayers, after this model, certainly on occasion. All right, we've already considered the fact that when the Lord says, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, that the person who prays that prayer will be a person of reverence. Thy kingdom come, they need to be persons of faith. The kingdom is coming. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We need to be persons of obedience. And today we need to be persons of dependence when we consider, give us this day our daily bread. We're going to be reading in the sixth chapter of Matthew, and I think that it would profit you very much if you would turn to that portion of Scripture in your Bibles. Now, we're going to consider the riches of this earth will not give security. The Lord brings that out in this same sixth chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, and he says in verse 19, lay not up treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single or healthy, the whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon, earthly riches. This is a materialistic age, and we need to consider the truth of this prayer indeed. Now, moth and rust does corrupt, and thieves do break through and steal. I can tell you one thing that will steal from treasured store. Now, I think the treasures that are here are actually gold and silver. They're not just credit in a bank someplace. Because he says, where moth and rust doth not corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. And we need to remember that these riches do not bring security. They don't even bring a feeling of security. The Lord says, thieves will come. And one, I think, of the greatest thief in our day and age to take away stored up riches is inflation. You store it up, you make it sacrifices to accumulate money, and it inflates. And when you spend it, you saved big dollars, and you get to spend little dollars. The inflation grows. Now, we are to use these treasures, in making a treasure, pardon me, a treasure for ourselves, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Now we are to trust our Father's care, and this is a wonderful portion here. In fact, verses 25 to the end of the chapter have been called by some to be the most beautiful prose in all of the English language. I believe it. Listen, please, if you will. Verse 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are they much better than they? Are we not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for the raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For ye seek after these things, for after all of these things do the Gentiles seek, rather. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The Lord would win our hearts away from materialism. You seek the things of God, and God will make up to you with those things that should be added unto you. And then we read the closing verse as a climax. Therefore, take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thoughts of things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now, in this matter of the Lord's admonition here, nothing is said about shelter. We speak of food, clothing, and shelter. But I want to bring some verses before you that speak of our shelter as well. We say in Psalm 91, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. That's Psalm of Moses. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. And in the next Psalm, verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Isn't that precious? God uses nature to illustrate to us his care of nature. Will he not take care of us? We're to take care of the Father's business, and he will take care of our business. We never lose by giving to the Lord. Now, the example of our Lord is this. The underlying commitment of his needs to his Father is expressed in the most profound language in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. We read there, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And this is just exactly what the Lord is talking about in Matthew chapter 6. He fulfills his own instruction. He is the example for you and for me. Now, he was rich, but he became poor when he came to this world. It is not actually recorded that our Lord owned a square foot of this earth. He said on one occasion to a man that came up to him, a certain scribe, this is Matthew chapter 8, verses 19 and 20, and a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus saith unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. He was a guest in many of his friends' homes. I have no doubt that some nights were spent on the mountainside, certainly in prayer. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ created this world, and yet he is the living example of what you and I should be doing in realizing our dependence upon the Lord that is expressed, of course, in that prayer, or that section of the prayer, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We are to live in that with that kind of faith. Now, he is the lovely example. Now, I'm going to talk about some modern day examples of trusting saints for their daily care. Let's bring it down to our own age. Is this practical? Does it work? I know a man of faith years ago that went out in the work of the Lord. Now, he was not underwritten by any church group, none whatsoever. He just went out in faith, simple trusting faith, that God would take care of his needs. I think the faith that the Lord would gender right here in Matthew chapter 6. And here he went out, and one time a scoffing critic came to him and he said, how much money do you make? Oh, he says, I don't have a salary. You don't have a salary? He says, well, how do you make your living? Well, the Lord just supplies my need. Oh, he says, you're one of these hand-to-mouth preachers. And my friend said, and I knew him, my friend said, yes, God's hand, my mouth. God takes care of the needs of those who trust him. And then there are the great examples of those who sacrificed for the Lord. I think of George Mueller and his home for the orphans. He took care of 1,000 at a time. Over 3,000 were sheltered in his home, and it was not underwritten. He just took the business of the Lord so seriously that he just looked to the Lord all the time for his need. It is said that one morning they came down to breakfast and there was no breakfast there. But Mueller gave thanks for the food, and there was a stall bakery truck outside of the house. And he came in and said, I'm stalled, I can't deliver my goods. Will you take them, please, off of my hand? And he gave them enough for their breakfast. I think of Hudson Taylor. I think of other heroes of faith that have gone out on the faith principle, not underwritten, but just as the Lord commanded here, not just leaving our needs in the care of the Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. We need to be persons of dependence. Our Father, today we thank you for the examples given in the Bible. Help us to trust you more and more, that the glory might be yours. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.